Everybody, you listen to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie,
say hello.
Hello, Sebastian. How's it going?
Good. I'm happy to see you, Robbie.
Happy to see you, too. You don't have the normal set today.
I do not have cats. Cat's out of the bag.
The cat is out of the bag.
What a fun saying. Cat's out of the bag. You know what I mean? Cat, yeah. What does that even mean? That like shit just got real?
People like keeping cats in bags and the cat.
Who's keeping cats in bags and lying about it? You know what I'm saying? Who could lie about a cat in a bag? I'm sorry. I used to have a cat.
Be a quiet cat.
Bro, you take that shit to the vet? Dude, the shit is, you've never heard something louder than a cat in a bag. I'm more sure if a cat's in a bag, I'm more sure that there's a cat in a bag than out of a bag. If I see a cat, I go, oh, maybe that's a cat. If I see a bag making noise, I go, there's a cat in that bag. You know what I mean, bro?
Yes.
I don't know. Who's throwing this saying around? Look up the epistemology about this saying, Robbie. I need some backstory. We need to learn something on this pod today, okay? Today is going to be an instructional day right now, okay? So tell me the epidemiology of this shit, okay?
Meaning reveal facts previously hidden, revealing a conspiracy. Etymology, I think. The derivation of the phrase is not clear. One suggestion is that refers to a whip like cat of nine tails. I don't know what that means. Other suggested derivations from the pig in a poke scam, where a customer buying a suckling pig in a sack would actually be selling a less valuable cat and would not realize the depiction until the bag was opened. That was maybe a scam that people were running in the 1500s.
Savage. Also,
the first use was in the 1500s.
If you're buying a pig and you come home with a cat, that's egg on your face, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
like that's kind of on you.
So if you're buying pigs. It says this, nigh on impossible to mistake a cat for a pig. So it's kind of your fault, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, cats out of the bag means everyone already knew, right?
Maybe so.
You already knew. Cats out the bag. You know what I mean? Cats out the bag is when you don't want to admit it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, fine. Everyone already fucking knew, so we might as well talk about it, you know?
Okay, so we might as well talk about this is the last episode on Staten Island. 107 episodes have taken place in somewhat fashion on Staten Island.
Everyone's a big question.
Well, I guess it's the last one for you. I'll still be on Staten Island.
You'll still be on Staten Island.
Holding it down.
Everyone's big question. Did we defeat Staten Island? Sometimes you outgrow the place that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
You might have came back outgrown.
I'll say this. Staten
Island defeated us.
Staten
Island won, Robbie and Sebastian zero.
We took an L. Every place that we left was an L.
Yes.
I never left an interaction on Staten Island saying, wow, I changed. I did something here.
Yes.
I feel like someone could have rammed me in the bed, like rammed me with their car, gotten out, yelled at me. And I would have said, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I felt like I was constantly on the I'm sorry defensive. You know what I mean? Either I try to be nice or I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was acting all tough on the podcast saying I was out here. Ha, hoo, ha's, you know,
yes.
That wasn't the scenario. The scenario was, I'm so sorry, okay? And then we get on the pod, I go, these stupid fuckers, you know what I mean? Yeah. But out in the real world, I just might as well be 100 with everyone right now, right? Out in the real world, I was like, hi, how are you? Oh, yeah, please, go in front of me. I'll rip my mask off, okay? You want me to wipe your ass with it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, I'll do whatever you want, sir. Sir, please, please, please. And I was just looking, all these dudes were like four Lord Farquaads put together. You know what I'm saying, bro? If Lord Farquaad was a chode, that would be Staten Island. And I'm just a Shrek Lord living Farquaad in there. Fucking... chode? No, a chode is as thick as it is tall.
Okay, okay.
A chode, the dimensions are even, bro.
Okay.
These people defeated us. But yeah, we're not going to Brooklyn with our heads held down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We are going to Brooklyn. I packed my tote bag. I have infinite jest, okay?
No.
I traded.
No, you're not doing this.
I'm doing loafers, bro.
I got
the four new pairs of loafers. Taps. I got a pair of tap shoe loafers, bro.
No, you're not. Saying,
you're gonna hear me clicking the clacking all the way to the G train, bro. In my loafers.
I can't do it this. No way.
Well, I got. I went to the doll store. I bought socks, high white socks. Went to the expensive store, bought tap shoe loafers. Okay. Clickety clack. You know what I'm saying? And that is Brooklyn in a nutshell. Okay. I just need to say that is what Brooklyn is: 99-cent socks, like tube socks, and $1,000 loafers. You know what I'm saying? That's what Brooklyn loafers is. Tap shoes. Clickety clack, click, click, clack, 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 clickety clack. Just walking the train. You just wait. When I'm late for the train, people are going to start. People are going to be like, that's a symphony happening. Okay. Because the way I'm running, people might start throwing dollars at me as I'm clicking and clacking down the street with my tap shoes loafers.
This might be the end. This might be the last episode. I can't. You're going to lean into, you're finally, after all these years, going to become the worst version of an improv student.
I am going.
This is
to
what
be.
You're deciding.
I am going to be
infinite jet. I mean,
call me Birch. You know what I'm saying? call me oat milk. Okay. My new name is oat milk. Okay, bro. Okay. All I'm saying is I am 100%. I'm done being this Goomba. This was all an act. Okay. So wait till I get to Brooklyn. It's going to be a completely new podcast. No one's even going to know what hit them. Okay. It's going to be.
I have a question.
What?
We will. I helped you move in the other day. You're moving into your new place. It's very nice. And
helped. We'll see. I mean, the kid's got muscles. He did a tremendous job. I can't even do this joke.
What's the theme of your kitchen going to be?
You can't take the boy out of Staten Island. The boy could go out of Staten Island.
Back, baby.
You can't take it. You can take. What's to say? Wait, hold on. Let me write my mind around how this. Wait, don't help me because I got this. So sometimes you gotta face adversity on your own, Robbie. And I could solve this. What they're saying is okay. Sometimes you can take the boy out of Staten Island, but you can't take Staten Island. What?
There's no sometimes.
Hold on, let me
the phrase just starts.
You know, if you really think about it, occasionally you can take the boy. Hold on, I'm figuring this thing out, okay? Robbie.
Absolute statement.
Robbie, I am Jesus in the desert fighting the devil right now, okay? I'll see you in 40 days, all right?
Okay.
So, you could take the boy out of Staten Island, but you could never. You could never, ever.
Never.
Take the Staten Island. That's why the sometimes is there. You could sometimes take the boy out of Staten Island, but you could never take the Staten Island out of the boy.
What's the theme of the kitchen?
Godfather. Italiano. I literally go there. We were setting it up, and I have like a 5-foot poster of the Godfather, right?
Yeah.
5-foot poster. And I go, maybe I'll make my kitchen themed Godfather. Next thing you know, I'm fucking Googling pictures of Sophia Loren, right? Yeah. That I can hang in the kitchen.
You're going to run poker games. Michael Imperioli is going to serve us drinks.
He better watch out. I might shoot him in the fucking foot. Yeah. Okay. If you know, you know, kids. I'm Googling pictures of Sophia Loren because I told Robbie this the other day. There used to be a pizza shop I would go to. Pizza, fair to moderate. Right? Fair to moderate pizza. But there was this picture of Sophia Loren. If you don't know her, take a minute. But wait, if you're in public, hold
maybe
on to
you
the
wait
rails.
Till you get home.
Maybe you wait till, because this woman, I mean, TikTok would have exploded. I heard that actually she downloaded Instagram, and that's why I fucking shut down for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Sophia Loren got an Instagram and the shit went down for 6 hours. This woman, I didn't even know who she was when I walked in the pizzeria. But I'll tell you this, I'll never forget her. And I would go back and back to this pizzeria and have this mediocre slice just so I could sit by this pizza and by this picture of Sophia Loren.
So you want to be able to serve mediocre food in your kitchen and people still associate it with a positive thing.
I learned you don't need to make good food if you have a beautiful picture of Sophia Loren.
That's amazing.
I mean, you looked her up. You
already
agree?
Have, yeah, 100%. You already have the picture, like Godfather. You have a dartboard.
I have
you
a have dartboard.
A big table for cards. I mean, this is the Godfather kitchen.
This is going to be, I mean, I told my mom and she got all excited.
About and the Godfather goes, kitchen?
She goes, you know what? You know what, Sebastian? You know what? I actually fucking love it.
Amazing.
I actually fucking, you know what? You got to do the Godfather kitchen. You know? She goes, it only makes sense.
It literally is the only conclusion.
It makes zero sense. But for some reason, everyone in my life is like, you got to do the Godfather themed kitchen.
Amazing.
I mean, it's not going to be Godfather. It'll be Mafiosa. What Mafiosa I'm really looking theme. For? Yes.
The Mafia really, kitchen.
What I'm really looking for is one of those pictures that they have in a pizzeria where it's like Scarface. They got all the Goodfellas guys, the Sopranos, all sitting at like the last supper table. That's what I'm looking for.
That's what you want?
Oh, tremendous.
I know people like from Jersey, I'm sure in Staten Island, that have those pictures and then they have themselves painted into the picture.
You know about my Godfather picture when I was a kid.
No.
I went to a bat mitzvah. Tremendous, right? Love it. I forget what it was.
Was it a man or a woman? You forget. Probably a man unless this lady was real hip to the Godfather.
It was Staten Island Bar Mitzvah. It was, okay, it was okay. And you could go to, and they have one of those things where you take pictures and okay. You put your face in the picture. Me and my father, and my grandfather, we got a picture of the Godfather and we all put our faces in it, except for Fredo. We left Fredo. So it was basically me, my dad, and my grandpa with a picture of Fredo next to Fredo, you know?
Okay.
My grandpa, of course, was Don Corleone. Okay. My father, Michael. Me? Sonny.
You were Sonny?
Was I Sonny? Of course I wanted to be Sonny. He was the baddest motherfucker that ever lived.
Okay.
And so we had that. So in my room when I was a kid, I had the 5-foot Godfather poster, another, I think this was about like 4 feet, a picture of me and my family pretending to be the Godfather, and then a picture that said the Godfather in Italian, and then a Goodfellas poster. That was my room when I was a child.
Amazing.
This was my room. I mean, like.
So now you're bringing it to the kitchen.
Now I'm bringing it to the kitchen. I mean,
it needs to be seen.
I tell my mother, and she goes, oh my God, Sebastian, I fucking love this. And she goes, all of a sudden, she goes, come, Sebastian, come look at my iPad. First off, if you have an iPad, you're either 70, you're AARP, or you don't even know what letters are yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She goes, come look at my iPad. I go, what? And she goes, look at this. And it's like, think stencils that you could put on the wall that just say manja manja.
Amazing. Amazing.
She's not only on board, she's texting me Amazon fucking things that I can put on the wall.
Paint manja, our projects.
She goes, you know what I'm gonna do? My son's leaving. How I'm gonna deal with that coping mechanism is give him the most Italian kitchen he's ever seen.
It's amazing.
The most Italian kitchen he's ever seen.
Sebby's Italian kitchen.
I mean, I got to get a Sebi Chianti.
You need to get a Sebi Chianti.
I got to get the letters to write out Sebi Chianti on the wall.
Yes, absolutely.
What am I doing? I can't believe I just thought of that right now. Sebi Chianti.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, there is a dartboard. There is, I mean, and I was saying I want this place to be classy, except the kitchen.
This is classy though.
You think this is classy?
Yeah, I think it's classy. If you commit to it hard enough, I think it's nice.
My mom was saying I should put a piano in the kitchen so I could play piano as we're cooking.
I like this actually too. This is nice. Get a grand piano. It's a very big kitchen. You could fit a piano.
It's the kitchen's the size of an apartment, a studio.
Yes.
Like people don't realize. We're not talking. I'm worried if there's enough Godfather memorabilia out there to fill this kitchen.
I agree.
It's massive. I will say this. In the bathroom, there's always a gun underneath all the toilet bowls in my new apartments. Okay? If you go behind the toilet bowl, if you clog the bowl, do not reach behind, or unless you want to get your fingerprints on a low piece. Okay? I can't wait.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean,
but I don't want to be trashy. I don't want to have those.
Well, the living room is art house.
The living room is class. I'm doing themes.
You're doing themes. we'll arrive at the eventual end. But yeah, the living room is art house.
The living room is art.
Or art. Modern art.
I have a bar cart.
You have a bar cart. You do.
I have a bar
cart. It looks like from a classy wedding.
So classy.
Yeah,
it's very classy. Like, people think I'm joking. It's so classy. My dead grandmother, right?
Yes.
She left me her crystals.
It's very nice.
Champagne. What man do you know moves into an apartment with 8 crystal champagne glasses? Fucking 8 crystal cordial glasses that you could do blackberry or brandy in, okay?
It's amazing. And they're all, I mean, I don't know how they're arranged right now, but when I left, it was all arranged like beautifully from like highest to smallest size with the little decanter vibe. Centerpiece, your parents' picture.
Right in the middle.
Right.
My parents,
the middle.
Just at them at a wedding in the
back. At a wedding.
My mom goes, because they were there when I was moving in. And my mom goes, I got you something. I go, Ma, what'd you get me? First thing she goes, I got you a surprise. Remember that? She goes, I got you a surprise. I go, what'd you get me? Fucking coasters. Oh, shoot me in the fucking face. She can't even let me put a drink down.
No, it's smart. It's smart.
Yeah, it's smart. It's smart. 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 It's nice. It's nice. She made it to match this big painting I have. But we'll talk about it later. The art room. Because, of course, there's a painting. There's a centerpiece. There's a 6-foot painting in the back of the room. Because, of course.
I mean, what are we talking about?
What are we talking? If you're not doing a 6-foot by 4-foot Basquiat, painting on the couch, baby. A Basquiat, you know, what are we talking about? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So she goes, oh, but I also got you this. I go, oh, what's this? I open. She got me in a frame, her and my dad kissing at a wedding.
Amazing.
So it's right in the front. As soon as you walk in the door, it's just a picture of my parents, right? Bar cart, absolutely classy. Absolutely tremendous.
Very classy.
My sister used to work for Polo. How do you say the next part of it?
Ralph Lauren.
See, this is how you know that you're
Ralph
trash.
Ralph Lauren.
That's how you're supposed to say
it. Ralph Lauren.
They say Ralph Lauren because they wanted to make it sound like it was a French, like a European brand.
Okay.
So that's why people say, I say Ralph Lauren too. And my sister goes, oh, please, if you ever come around, don't say that, Sebastian, okay?
It's Ralph Lauren.
Like, it's Ralph Lauren, right? That's like saying, to me, Hilfiger. You know?
I see.
like you're leaning into like, yes, oh, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
It's when people used to say Target. It's the same kind. It's the same level.
Target was always a joke.
But that's what it is.
Okay.
It's a joke. It's a joke for us. But it's a joke for that. That's how class we're not even fucking with. You know what I mean?
I see.
She used to work for Ralph Lauren. You know what? I am who I am. She used to work for Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just happy I informed you because now you can make an educated choice on how you want to sound.
Okay.
She used to work for Ralph Lauren. And she got like a decanter, bro. I'm rocking a few $100 decanter on my thing.
It's nice. Very, very, very nice.
Bro, you didn't even see it. It's new.
Oh.
You didn't even see this piece.
Oh,
bro.
Wow.
I got this decanter. I don't even know if I could get a bottle of liquor that's going to do an homage.
Wow. That's me. This is great.
So that's it. I can't believe we're just talking about my apartment straight up. There's like, that's the bar cart, right? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking in ways I never thought before. I'm like looking at the bar cart, it's square. I'm like, let me get a circular mirror above it. So then I could do like a dichotomy of like fucking of
this
shapes.
Is it. This is you're an interior designer now.
I don't know when I became a home goods expert. Yeah. This is all I think about right now.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm like, you know what goes with a square, a circle, right? And then I'm like trying to like figure out what objects go together. I had two like little like cubby things. I'm like, let me put the taller one in the corner because the shorter one on the other side of the television sets, right? So that the taller one is, if I put it closer, it'll close the room up too much. If I put the shorter one over here, it'll make the room feel more open and full. This is what my brain is fucking thinking, bro.
This is nice.
I'm thinking in ways I never thought before. You know what I mean?
Amazing. It's like being in love, but not.
Exactly.
That's what people say when they fall in love.
I lie in bed. My lids are heavy from the day. Weighted. This Mr. Sandman already sprinkled his little dust, okay?
Yes.
Heavy with responsibilities, a completed checklist. Eyes.
Of interior design.
Of interior design.
Of specifically very drastically different rooms.
Yes.
With very drastically different themes.
Themes.
No
themes.
Cohesive. No. It's all very different. It's like the Met.
No. Oh.
One room might be
armor.
Armor.
No, wait. I want to hear what you're gonna say. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I could go. What do you want to say?
One room might be like,
you can't use armor, okay? But now you have to give three other rooms.
Armor is the big one. Armor is the first thing everybody thinks of. But, okay,
great.
English kings, and one might be Egyptian artifacts.
Okay.
Very drastically different.
Beautiful. You did it, Robbie.
I did it. English kings, Egyptian artifacts.
English kings. English
I know there's a big ass thing of Henry VIII, I think, in the
that's
Met.
That's good. Yeah, good.
Or is that the MoMA? I think that's the Met. That's the Met.
Beautiful. You did it, Robbie. I did fantastic. It, baby. I love that. All out of everything there, Robbie goes, do you go the English king's room or you go the Egypt room? You know what I'm saying? Like the only two.
All right, what two would you pick? What two? All right, if you were to show the juxtaposition within the Met, you could definitely beat me at this, but let's see you do it.
I would probably say, I might say something along the lines of...
Something along the lines of buying myself time. Let's hear the best juxtaposition in the Met.
I might think like ancient art from Mesopotamia to all the way to... modern day Monets upstairs, you know?
Monets, Mesopotamia to Monet. All right, you win. Anyways, Met 2.0 is now in Brooklyn. It's Sebastian's apartment. So is the next room?
Okay, wait. We didn't know. So that's just the entrance, right? Oh my goodness. We didn't even talk about the closet.
The closet? Wait, I forgot about the closet.
You forgot about the closet.
The closet. Yeah, the closet is Barry's boot camp.
The closet. I got a closet.
He's going to start Soul Cycle in the closet.
I got a closet. Closet. It's a walk-in closet as soon as you walk in. It's a big
closet. It could be your bedroom.
Huge. It could be a tiny bedroom.
Could be a tiny bedroom.
This closet.
It's double the size of Dobby the Elf's room. Anyways,
I don't know what to say to that, Robbie. I'm disappointed.
Okay, what is it?
I'm happy that you said a nice, funny reference. I'm proud of you there, right?
Okay. You it's like what reference?
It's like when your kid hits a home run, right? Your kid hits a home run, but you find out that he's acting, that he's pretending to be 8 years younger than he actually is to play in the league.
You know what I'm saying? Steroids.
Yeah. So this room. Could fit a fucking bike.
Yeah.
The room could fit easily.
Easily.
So I'm turning this room into my B&B.
Yeah,
my Barry's boots.
You gotta get a giant mirror.
I'm gonna
giant mirror with the bike.
I'm gonna not only get
red light, only a red light, because that's what they do at Barry's.
I'm gonna get not red. All the lights are gonna be flashing down right into the center of the room.
Okay, right.
Right. All the lights, I'll turn the light switch on and go, phoo-choo.
Yeah,
it'll make a
like
noise.
A
it'll just focus on me. It'll be a showroom. So in case people are over, they can see me on the bike.
Yes.
They could just see me, right? Inside a closet.
Yes.
Inside a closet, we're going to be doing the bike. It's absolutely, I actually am so excited. I can't wait to be like, what are you going to do? I'm going to hop in the closet, ride the bike for a little bit. I might just say, I'm going to go in the pantry. It's the pantry, you know? Hey, they always said abs were made in the kitchen, okay? They didn't say that the bike's in the kitchen, too. Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to be doing that. So then we got the gym, right? As we transition. Yeah,
Barry's boot camp.
You go, Fedida Butsa Mitsa Mamma Mia Madadeo. You're fucking hanging out in the kitchen. And then you go, lift, 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 right, lift.
That's exactly it.
I've never been to Barry's boot camp, as you can
and
tell.
And then you have the and wedding, have, like the classy wedding foyer where you walk
close
in.
And yeah. Hold me fast. You know, the yeah. foyer.
It looks like. It is a cart from the Titanic, almost like taken right off the Titanic.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for saying that. I mean, that's the cart's absolutely tremendous.
The middle that area is Titanic vibes, almost like very much what you would associate with class.
100 I mean, and I'll tell you this: they could both fit on this fucking bar cart.
They could both fit on this bar cart.
They both could fit on the bar cart, right?
Amazing. All right.
And then you go into the culture room.
That's the art room. The art, the modern art.
Then we go into modern art. What are we doing? 6 foot Basquiat.
6 foot Basquiat. Massive windows, tons of natural light.
Windows. We're talking a statement couch.
A statement couch.
Statement.
Bright red.
Beautiful. Bright red. Bright red. You know?
Yes.
I mean, you want you walk into the room, the art drawers right to the couch.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and then you feel right up to the Basquiat,
and then right up to the Basquiat.
Yeah,
and you go look at art underneath art. You know what I'm saying?
Amazing. It's hard to tell which one is more art.
I cannot wait, and I'm gonna get.
This is how you know it's an art room.
I'm gonna have a herring,
of course. But I was gonna say this is how you know it's an art room is you have the set basically of land. You have the two shelves that you've had the whole time, and you're not going to put any sneakers in them.
No, I already said no sneakers in that room. It
no
does
sneakers
not
sneakers in the room.
I'm going to get it. Only art.
Only art.
Only art is going to exist in that room.
That's maybe that took some a lot plants. Of constraint from you.
100%. My sneakers are in my closet right now. I'm getting agita over it. Okay?
I know.
I'm getting agita. I hope that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to let your babies fly, and sometimes you got to put them in the corner and hope that they do okay when you ignore them. Okay?
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can find a place for them.
Hopefully. And I'm looking at other arts. So I'm on fucking art.com. Have you ever been to art.com?
I have not been to art.com.
Art.com is a tremendous website.
Okay.
You going to Google it?
I'm on it now. Wow, this is cool.
It's art.com.
Art.com.
Great I mean, name, every,
to the point.
Everyone would think it's like, oh, yeah, that's like boobs.com. Also, boobs.com ain't that bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Boobs.com is really to the point, too. But art.com, I am on it, bro. I'm just looking for prints all day.
That's awesome.
Of course. And I mean, there's classic stuff on art.com. I mean, right off the bat, I'm researching.
You're researching art now.
I'm researching art.
This is your brain must be going wild because you have so much going on. You have the Titanic entranceway, the Italian kitchen, Barry's boot camp pantry, and then you're able to put them all into silos and then focus on modern art.
I'm doing modern
learning
art
about now. Modern art.
I'm learning about
you're
this
going
gentleman.
You're from manja manja to modern art in a matter of 45 minutes. I mean, the range that you have in creating this apartment is truly unbelievable.
I'm looking at posters of literally Scarface with a pile of cocaine in front of him. And then I'm also looking at this Dutch artist that influenced the New York scene in the 70s. Okay. So like we are playing over here.
Yeah.
We are playing. My eyelids are heavy. Yes. At night. Okay, yes. Bro. My eyelids are heavy. I'm waiting for the window. You know what's gonna be happening in the windows?
No, I didn't. I don't know what's happening.
Platonic.
A train? Oh, a baton. Okay. I mean, I'm gonna go bacala and maybe a train set. Because you could fit. These windows are massive and the indent is massive.
The indent's a seat.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my mother told me, she goes, that would be perfect for a little basil. I go, I don't want it. She goes, that would be, Sebastian, you know, a little basil in the window, that would be so nice. I go, I don't know. And she goes, fine. Just rosemary then. You know, she goes,
shit, the just garden. Rosemary. So there's a garden in the art area.
So I'm going to do a little, I think that I need to get some fresh life. There's going to be a palm tree. I'm putting a palm tree. You didn't
Where's
know this?
The palm tree going?
Back corner.
Back in the art room.
In the art room, right? Okay. Because in those art rooms, there is a little palm tree.
Okay.
There is usually a little greenery, right?
Yes, definitely some greenery.
I got a little air of Febreze plug-in that you put in the wall.
Okay.
But instead of Febreze, it's shooting out Chanel number 5. Okay. The perfume into the air. Okay. I got one of those pianos that looks like a ghost is playing and the keys just hit that go down. Okay. So it's the art room.
Amazing.
I mean, have you met me? Okay. Because it's going to be the Have You Met Me Gala happening. Okay?
Have You Met Me Gala.
It's coming
this
to that.
This is the
room.
Met 2.0.
This is a Met 2. I mean, that's what it is.
That's what the apartment is. Met 2.0.
And here's the thing. There's always that book about the kids that slept in the Met. Do you remember that book?
No.
Oh.
Maybe
type it
was a
it
city
in.
Kid thing.
Yeah. I wish I knew what the name was.
So wait. Night at the Museum is a ripoff of this book?
Yes. This is it. From the mix-up files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankenweiler. Whew. Tremendous, bro. It's a book about two kids that sleep in the Met overnight.
Wow. So Night at the Museum is a ripoff of this book. That's fucked up.
But nothing. It's not like coming alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the ground. Oh, it's okay, okay. I'm not playing. They're not playing the fantasy. Yes.
Okay.
I used to read this book as a kid, so okay. I always want to sleep in the Met.
Okay.
So the couch is a pullout.
The couch is a pullout. That's what, how we're justifying the pullout couch. You're bringing the reality to life.
I'm bringing
of
the
everyone. This is the Met 2.0, and you could sleep in an immersive experience.
Immersive
experience.
Immersive. It's going to be tremendous.
That's amazing. I mean, we didn't even get to the best part.
We did not. So you go to, and then I got my bathroom. You go to the bathroom, fair amount. But I'm going to do something that's going to blow your mind.
In the bathroom.
I'm going to make it bird blue heron theme.
What? He just decided live on Laugh About Nothing, 9:46 p.m. Monday, October 4th. This is
it.
He's never told me this before. Blue heron theme.
I'm making it a blue heron theme. I'm making a blue heron theme bathroom.
Wow, bro. The blue heron theme bathroom. Wow.
I'm making a blue heron theme bathroom.
Wow. This is amazing.
I might buy a machine that does bird noises.
Wow. I mean, we got to get a picture of a blue heron.
I mean, I'm definitely getting a picture of a blue heron for that bathroom.
Wow. There's some really nice blue heron. There's look at this blue heron wallpaper.
Stop. Are you going to show me?
Yeah.
Stop.
The blue heron theme bathroom this is nice. Now this is a really nice touch. This is like, we talked about how more fan bases need a Disney World. Your apartment is going to be Disney World for Loud About Nothing fans.
It's me. It's everything I love. Because yeah. That Loud About Nothing is just, we talk about stuff we love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm doing blue heron theme bathroom.
I love the blue heron. I love this. This is might be now my new favorite room.
Is the blue heron.
I love
truly,
the blue heron. I think that's the one thing I like about Staten Island the most.
It's the blue heron.
The blue heron.
Because as you know, you could sometimes take the boy out of Staten Island, but you could never take
the boy.
But never, okay? So I think I'm going to do, I really do think I'm going to look into if I could get a noise machine that makes bird noises.
In the bathroom. Wow.
Do you think that's a possibility?
I think it is.
because that's amazing. I once went, I took a shit in Vice and they had the rain. It sounded like I was in the Rainforest Cafe as soon as I walked into the Vice bathroom. Right. And I go, okay. This is class.
Vice. But the bathroom's class.
The bathroom's class. Okay.
Okay.
It sounded like the Rainforest Cafe with no elephants and no chicken nuggets. No elephants shooting out chicken nuggets.
You definitely got a noise machine for birds. Definitely.
I might do. I think.
Dude. There's tons of them.
Really?
Yeah. This is nice. This is a great idea.
This is a good idea. Now we just need to make it motion activated.
Yes, that's the other thing. Otherwise, you just turn it on before people come.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I need to have my bathroom. And you're in there.
The Blue Heron bathroom. This is amazing.
Yeah. You know? Just as you're looking at the sides of the Blue Heron. I need to get this Blue Heron right. Oh, my God. Because as you are shitting, you are the Blue Heron on the lock. And when you are done shitting, you fly expand out. Your arms like the Blue Heron soaring into the sky, into the rest of the apartment.
Amazing.
Yes. And we got a couple of closets. And we keep them normal. You know why, Robbie?
Why?
Anyone that does improv out there, I know there's about 4 people that do improv that listen to this podcast. If you do improv, you got to keep it normal. Base reality. Right? And those closets are going to provide our base
reality closets.
Yep. These are the base reality.
Normal closets.
Okay?
Okay. Well, this is for everybody listening. I don't know what your plans are for the bathroom. I mean, I didn't know the bathroom. I definitely don't know the bedroom. So this is going to be a big drop as well on what you decide to make the theme of the bedroom.
I can't. You do know the theme.
Hype Beast? Is this where we finally see the sneakers debut?
Nah, bro. Nah.
Harry Belafonte?
Oh!
Okay.
Buena Santa, Senorita, Buena Santa.
What's the theme?
No. What's the theme? Seb Sanctuary.
Buddhist temple. The allegory.
The allegory king.
The
allegory.
Dalai Lama.
That's just where the Dalai Lama will rest his head at night. Okay. I will have Buddhism. I will have allegories. I'm already looking for a picture of.
You're going to be sleeping on a mat? There's no mattress.
Nah, bro. I got fucking Tempur-Pedic pillows. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Amazing.
Okay. Amazing. I'm the Buddha. The Buddha was a thick ass dude, if you don't remember. Okay.
Okay.
He was not sleeping on a mat, the Buddha. Okay. The Buddha goes, I live this in thought, in body, I do me. Okay. And that's going to be me in that bedroom.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make it a nice little serenity, you know?
This is good. I think
no incense.
No incense?
No. No. Are you kidding me?
What about they have these aromatherapy things?
Like that squirt out air?
Yeah, and you could have lavender or something.
I'll tell you this. The only thing that's going to be squirting in there, I don't need to plug it.
Okay. This is good. So it's going to be like a Zen Buddha room.
It's going to be a Zen Buddha room, bro. You think I should have gone for Hype Beast?
No.
I don't think so either.
This is nice. This is more, I think, of who you've always been. On the Hype Beast side of things too.
Though. No, not really. But I was always. I would rather feel the Zen Buddha than need to feel the hype.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
The hype lives it. What the ultimate Zen Buddha thing is the hype. You never needed the shoes for the hype. The hype has been inside you all along.
This is good. You do love allegories.
Oh, tremendous, bro. So I'm thinking I'd do a nice relaxed. This is where I go to relax.
This is good. That's the
rich,
that's smart
blue earth tones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We do earth tones. We feel grounded.
Okay.
No shoes allowed on in the Zen Buddha. We'd keep them at the door.
I mean, of course.
You take them off.
I used to have my whole apartment was a no shoes apartment. I thought it was great. I like that a lot.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
You wait. Nice. If I came over, you would have made me take my shoes off?
My old apartment? Yeah, 100%. people at the front door. You take your shoes off at the front door. It was a small apartment. It was.
Have you ever been met with someone being pissed?
No. It was here's like the thing. I had two Indian roommates, and it was like very much part of their culture. And like then that's when we started to adapt it. And then I was like, oh, I like this a lot. And then I was like, because a lot of other in like in Buddhist culture, yeah, other cultures that you just take your shoes off at the front door.
I got a point here.
Okay.
If I take my shoes off,
yes.
I walk in an apartment. I'm not judging you. You yes. say, if you, can you please take your shoes off? I am inspecting your floor. Afterwards, you made me take my fucking shoes off.
Well, it's the floor I'm stays looking way on the cleaner. Floor. Yeah, the floor stays cleaner.
If your floor is dirty and you make me take my shoes off, I will be furious.
Yeah, I mean the floor is definitely cleaner when you people take their shoes off at the front door.
I will be providing slides to come into my room.
Okay.
But then I'm going to do the relaxed temple. Okay.
That's good.
Because I think that's where I need to go to center myself.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
I was also considering to make it the red light district.
This is the yin and the yang of Sebastian.
This is the yin.
Maybe you get a light. You get one of those lights that change colors and you can switch it. You have either could be red light or the blue, like a calming blue light. So it changes from the Zen Buddha room to the red light district.
I was thinking that. I mean, I sent you a wire art that I liked of just two people fucking.
You did send me that.
I said, should I hang that above my bed?
So maybe you do yin and yang. Zen Buddha, red light district.
Wow. I need to flip the switch.
There's these things that they make, these light bulbs. They're kind of expensive, but you could change the color on your phone of the light.
Really?
Yeah. You could do like sunset or whatever. They have all these themes. Or I could do it old school.
I could do it old school. Have a lamp.
And you take a lamp. Bulb in, bulb out, baby. Like frat start, frat party vibes.
Yep. Or I just get a red.
Bring the red lights. We got a party tonight.
A red cloth, and you hang it over your lamp. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could do that too.
You could do that. Wow! Incredibly. Okay. And then right next door to my room,
arguably the most exciting part of the whole new apartment,
where the podcast will be happening.
This is it. Land's gonna have an official headquarters.
Land's gonna have a headquarters. Robbie and I will be recording from the same room soon enough.
We'll be recording. Yes, finally, the two of us together in the same room with a camera. We'll be putting the stuff back on YouTube. The clips will be a little bit not Zoom clips.
It like won't be Zoom clips.
Higher quality clips that we'll be putting out, and you'll be able to watch the whole show on YouTube.
Yep, it's actually going to be tremendous. We're going to be in a place recording together in the same room. You'll get to see us holding hands, fucking having a good time. Okay.
Yes.
What are we going to have to put in between us? Are you going to look at me when we record in person?
Yeah. I would imagine we'll cheat forward to a camera, but also look at each other.
I'm probably just going to be looking up at the stars.
We'll figure it out.
You don't
this
know.
This is exciting. This is the next phase of the podcast.
Is we will be recording out of a room in Sebastian's apartment.
Yes.
Excuse
and
me.
What he's not
out
telling
of the
you
Met
is this.
2.0.
Out of the Met 2.0. Live from the Met 2.0.
Things are about to fucking... you might as well just call us Dogecoin, okay?
Yeah. Hopefully not Dogecoin. Hopefully something a little more... something a little bit more. I don't know.
You might as well just call us the housing market, okay?
Okay. You might as well just call us the housing market because we're about to go blow the fuck up.
Okay. Yeah. Right, shit's going down. We're not talking 2008, okay?
No,
this shit's about to be a different day, okay?
Yeah. So, the super land fans, we want you to tell, keep telling a friend. Keep this. Please, we need it now more than ever. Support. We're moving out, and we're taking the next step. We're gonna make the show as good as possible, but we also now have to pay rent. So,
Robbie, we're at a crossroads, right?
Yes.
Truly moving out. Why we started this was because we needed an outlet. during the pandemic.
Yes.
We're at the point where you and I are approaching trying to seem some normalcy in our life, right?
Correct.
So we're at the crossroads. Do we bring this to our normal life? Do we make this our normal life?
Yes.
Or do I say, Robbie, if I see you in the fucking street, don't look at me?
I mean, I would hope that's not the case.
No, these are the two options. These are the two options.
Okay.
Do we continue our partnership and double down on it?
Yes.
Or do I say a man lives but is dead inside of me? Yes. Robbie Nunes. Okay. Like, these are the two options that we were approaching.
Okay.
Rapidly.
Could it be more rapid?
I mean, it couldn't.
No.
Right? The day of the dead when I see Robbie at the Starbucks, or the day of the living when him and I are recording together. These are the two options that we were having right now.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Robbie wanted to end the podcast.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all.
Robbie says, I'm not hyping him up enough. I used to, in the beginning, say how hot he was, et cetera, et cetera. I used to never make fun of him. I always used to make him feel good. And now I never do that anymore. So now there's a clause in the contract that in person, he has to do it shirtless. And I have to comment on it every so often. But then I put another clause that he has to get a nipple ring. Right. And then he said it was a double clause. Okay. And then we're about to hit the tri clause, right? Because you said if I do a nipple ring, it has to be vibrating. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, everyone be ready for the podcast. It is coming to you live. It's going to be fucking tremendous. But know that you will get Robbie shirtless. And also, there will be a nipple ring. But know if you hear a slight buzzing in the background, that's Robbie's nipple just going off. Okay. Yeah. Robbie put another clause. He says, yes, I'll do the nipple ring. It will buzz. I gave this clause. I said, it will buzz. I go, that's fine with me, but it has to be attached to your cell phone. So every time I text you, it buzzes.
Yeah.
So that's the only way that your nipple rings buzzing.
The four clauses
of the apocalypse. It means Robbie has a nipple ring that's going to buzz every time I text him. Okay.
Amazing. But so, no, we need now no, more than ever. We no, need support. And I think one of the best ways you could obviously support the podcast now is by coming out to the live shows, which our next show is October 29th. Save the date. It's going to be our Halloween show. But also, if you can't make it out to the shows, just sharing on Instagram and stuff like that, we're going to be taking things to the next level and we're going to make a run at trying to do this as our, yeah, in our normal life, in the crossroads. And make this like a big part of our lives. So,
yeah, you know what? It's kind of like
we need the listeners, though. It's You've always like, been the most important part. So,
oh, yeah, this has always been the core.
Yeah, we need the listeners.
This is always the core of everything at the end of the day. Right. This is what it's about.
But yeah, that's the story. I'm excited for what's to come.
That's the story. And I'm prepping to leave. I just got my I got my fucking booster, bro.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I'm a Pfizer slut, okay? I'm a slut for Pfizer. You know, one time could be a mistake. Two times is a habit. Three times, you're a fucking slut, okay? And I'm officially a Pfizer slut, okay? And I got my third booster in the most Staten Island way possible, okay? What do you say? Yes, in my ass by a man in the back of a fucking Retro Fitness. I got it in the most Staten Island way possible. I had to call a buddy for a ride to take me to the local Target so I could sit there and get the fucking Pfizer booster. Robbie, I was literally got the booster shot in the same aisle that they sell protein at Target.
I saw.
I was sitting just among
the
people.
I was the buddy. I like how you made me sound masculine there. My body.
Shh, don't tell them. I have to rescind the way I called you a buddy, okay? I was sitting in the protein aisle.
Yeah.
I was between the Nicorette and the Isopure.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. Got my... First off, if you ever go for a vaccine in Staten Island, it's like you go to a different country and they don't know... They've never heard... that you speak in English and they never heard it before. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The guy was thrown.
Really?
He goes, oh, I go, yeah, hey, I'm here to get my vaccine. He goes, cool, did you have one yet? I go, yeah, I had two. He goes, two? I go, yeah, I could get a third. They said, I qualify for that, right? And they go, oh, first one.
You were the first one to get the booster on Staten Island.
I guess so.
That's amazing.
He said, first one. I go, third one. He goes, ha, you know what I meant.
Yes, you did.
And he did one of those fake laughs. He goes, ha, ha, ha. You know, and what you really want from someone right before they give you a vaccine is for them to do a ha, ha, ha. You know?
You said he did a good job, though.
Amazing. Amazing. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel a thing. I made him feel good. I called him a king afterwards. You did. I go, I felt nothing. You're a king. And he goes, thanks. He like soaked it in. It's like he's never been called a king before.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess you and I take it for granted. We're calling each other kings and queens all day long.
That's true. We do. We might overuse it.
We might overuse it, right? But I think this was the first time, first booster shot he's ever given, first time he's been called a king. He went home today and he was like, I have a lot to share at the dinner table tonight. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. What an eventful day. He goes, I did. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Pass me the largest of the turkey legs. I have a story to tell of a man who was a slut for the pies.
Yeah, he goes back to live in the 1700s.
1700s? When do you think the medieval times were? The 1700s?
That was a colonial voice.
That was a king voice.
That was your king voice?
You must understand. You.
Okay, he goes back. Okay, okay.
Squires? Where are the squires? It seems that there has been an intruder among us. Right?
Okay.
I get the shots. Call him a king. He goes, thank you. Thank you. I go, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't think, I never had someone soak in a king that much, so I didn't know what to say. So I got awkward. I go, I say it a lot.
You said that? No.
Yes, I did. I go, yeah, I say it a lot. And he goes, ha, ha, ha. Right? So he goes, all right. He goes, you know what? He goes, you got to sit for a couple minutes. He goes, you know what? You got to sit for a couple minutes. Like, all right. And he goes, 15, 10. I go, okay, I'll do 10. And he goes, you know what? Just make it 5. This is what the kid said. Pulls out a chair from behind the thing. Just puts me literally at the end of an aisle between the Nicorette gum and the Isopure.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting there. And I called you. I said, can you please come inside? Because at this point, I'm just sitting in Staten Island, Tottenville's Target as women in leopard stretch pants with no masks are walking around, snapping their gum, talking about how many pumpkin products they just bought. Okay. And I'm just sitting there like a freak at the end of the. No one knows what I'm doing. No one knows what. No one had any idea what I was doing. I was just
that's true.
A big ass
first
man.
Assumption would not be that you just got the booster shot.
No, their first assumption would be what? I OD'd on edibles and I need to take a break mid Target visit. You know what I mean? Like that was more reasonable.
Yes,
it would be more reasonable that I was addicted to Monster Energy drinks and my boy was going to buy me one, so I had enough energy to fucking do another lap around Target. You know what I mean? Yeah. No one had any idea I was getting the shot. So I begged you to come inside. Because
we left immediately.
Because as soon as you came in, I said, I can't do this. Because you know who walked by us?
Who?
The guy from the gym that hit my car in the parking lot.
Really?
Yes, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to cause any attention. If you notice, I got very quiet as we were leaving.
Okay.
I got very quiet because the man that hit my car at the place in Staten Island, the retro in Staten Island, he was there with his wife buying toilet paper.
So this has come full circle.
This has come full circle. And I did not want him to see me.
Oh, he loves to talk to you.
Because he loves to, he asked if he goes, because he bumped into my car. Did I talk about how he bumped into my car?
No,
on the pod?
Not on the podcast.
This guy hits, so Robbie and I are at the gym one day. This guy hits the car, right? All of a sudden we hear an announcement. Should I say what type of car I have on the pod or are people going to be freaks? If you have a gray Kia Soul, you have a great Kia Soul, can you please come to the front? Yo, if you got a great Kia Soul, y'all, can you please come in front of the retro? I go, okay. Oh, fuck. I go, what's the matter? I go up, and the guy's like, hey, yeah. I don't know, these turns in this parking lot, I kind of rammed into your car, you know? Like I just said. I go, okay. I go, look, it's nothing. He, like, fucked up his car. My car's nothing, right? And then he goes to me. He goes, I got a guy. You go to the guy. He'll take care of that. I'll pay for that. And plus, he could help you out with a couple of other things on the car. I go, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like he was, like, working for a guy a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
I go, just give me a phone number and anything. And then the whole time he kept on saying, you're lucky. The guy that just hit my car kept going, I'll tell you this, you're lucky. Not a lot of other guys would have told you they slammed into your car, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're really lucky I hit your car. So you're having a lucky day. You should feel really lucky that I hit your car, okay? Other guys would have ignored, this is a good day today. He goes, you should play the lotto. You know, got a couple of scratch. This is a lucky day for you. I go, okay. I see him. I never follow up. He called me like 3 times. I should have never given this guy my phone number because he called me 3 times. I remember once it was at a family barbecue. You were over and
he's calling you
and he's calling me. And he's like, hey, he goes, I goes, my car's fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. He goes, no, yeah, take it the shop. You take it my shop, you know, my friends. And then I see him at the gym a couple of weeks later, and he's like, oh, hey, he goes, you never did that. I go, yeah, I told you I wasn't gonna. He goes, how about this? Me and my wife. He points her out across the gym. He goes, me and my wife. He goes,
yeah.
That gun is over there. He points at a woman, right? He goes, my queen over there. How about me and her? We take you out to dinner. We go to Angelina's.
The nicest restaurant on Staten Island.
The nicest place. Let's say. He goes, you get Angelina. He goes, you bring your girl. I go, I don't have a girl.
Of course you have a girl.
Yeah. It's that. He goes, you bring
the
your
assumption,
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, I don't have, I go, I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. And he goes, no. He goes, then you get a girl, you bring her. And then you go out with me and my beautiful wife.
To Angelina's.
Texted me when we doing dinner. Never responded. When are we doing dinner?
And you saw him today in Target.
And I saw him today right after I got the booster. And you're
like, I got to leave. I got to leave Staten Island. I got to go to the Net 2.0. This is the ultimate goodbye. I got the booster and I saw this guy that wants to have Angelina's with me.
I'm very disappointed as a true Italian, Staten Island Italian boy. I'm doing an Irish exit.
You're doing an Irish exit. Well, keep supporting the podcast. We're trying to double down on it. And we need your help, obviously. The longer that people keep telling friends, sharing the word, and we grow, the longer we could do this. And we love doing it.
Yeah. Please. Telling a friend is the best thing that you could do to help us.
Yes. And coming out to the live shows. If you can't make the live shows, though, but yeah, tell a friend.
Telling a friend is literally so helpful. Even if it's an old episode.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. Robbie and I are double downing.
We're doubling down, baby.
We're doubling down, okay? Hit the fucking music.